Barak of Masechet Sukkah and developed for us this principle of Mitzvah Babi Aveira. The particular context that the Gemara is talking about is about the Mitzvah of bringing a Korban, and the Gemara extends it to the Mitzvah of Netilas Lulav as well. The Gemara says that if a person brings a Korban from a stolen animal, or a person uses a Lulav, an Esrog from stolen material, so that's not considered to be a Mitzvah, rather that's labeled in Halacha as a Mitzvah Babi Aveira. How do you know here? How do you know that there's such a concept of mitzvah of aveira? How do Chazal know it from? So the Gemara quotes a strange pasuk. The Gemara quotes a pasuk from the Navi Malachi that describes Vaveisem, Sagolzom, Sapiseach, Saiver. The Navi criticizes Klaisel for bringing stolen animals as kabonos. So you see from here there's a concept of mitzvah of aveira that we just learned in the previous year, just 20 minutes ago. And any time you find a pasuk that's quoted from Navi, so you got to start to get nervous. You're learning out a halacha from Navi. Navi is there to teach, give us mussar, to tell us about the future, not to teach us halachas. So the Gemara doesn't say it explicitly about this din, but most probably the Gemara means it is that this was part of the tradition, part of the Torah Shabbat Peh, and the Navi Malachi is just referring to it, just alluding to a pre-existing halacha, and just as the Gemara says this in other contexts as well. So Achopan, the Gemara quotes this pasuk, and the Gemara develops this idea, and it appears to be a din in the Torah, just from reading of the Gemara. This concept that mitzvah babi aveira disqualifies a korban, and mitzvah babi aveira by a corollary disqualifies a little bit esrog that's stolen as well. Does everybody accept this halacha mitzvah babi aveira? So if you look at the beginning of the third paragraph of Sukkah, you find the following machlok. The Mishnah starts out in the third paragraph of Sukkah, lulav ad grozel, a stolen lulav. So the Mishnah says a stolen lulav is no good. What's wrong with a stolen lulav? So the Gemara says, well, it depends. If it's the first day of Sukkot, then a stolen lulav is for sure no good, because the halacha has to be lochem. Ulkachtem lochem eim rishon. Even if I borrow a lulav from somebody, have permission for them to use the lulav, I'm still not yet in the mitzvah. So the first day is out of the question. Stolen is out of the question. What about after the first day? What about in subsequent days of Sukkot? So subsequent days of Sukkot, there's no din l'char of lochem. So the Gemara quotes a machlokes. So if you borrow a lulav after the first day, you'll be yotzei. That according to everybody. What if you steal a lulav and you want to be yotzei the third day chol hamoed but stolen lulav? So one day the Gemara says you're not yotzei, and the other day the Gemara says you are yotzei. So the day that says that you're not yotzei says because the mitzvah of aveira. The day that says you are yotzei somehow ignores mitzvah of aveira. So the question is, what does that mean? He ignores mitzvah of aveira. Isn't there a din of mitzvah of aveira? Doesn't everybody agree to it? So that's the machlekes that we've shown him. How do we learn pshat and what the machlekes in the Gemara was? Again, there is a machlekes that's documented in on the Chavtas of Masechet Sukkah that half the Amoraim held, Shmuel and others held, that you yaitzim in the lulav agozel after the first day. So what's pshat? What's the nekudas of machlekes? Should you or should you not be? So comes the Baal Amor in the third paragraph of Masechet Sukkah and he says, I'll tell you what the machlekes is. Machloekis says, is there a principle of mitzvah b'aveira, or is there no principle of mitzvah b'aveira? Rabbi Yochanan, who says that you're not yaitzeh with a lulav agozel after the first day, he holds that there is a principle of mitzvah b'aveira. He darshens the pasuk Malachi to teach me the principle of mitzvah b'aveira. And Shmuel, who holds that you are yaitzeh with a lulav agozel after the first day, he denies the din of mitzvah b'aveira. So according to the Baal Amor, that which we thought is a chayk v'liyavra, a poski malachi, a lochem v'ashem v'sinei, kol mitzvah b'aveira, is nothing less than a machlek is amoroim. So the Baal Amor says, that's what the amoroim were arguing about, this fundamental question, is there a concept of mitzvah b'aveira or not? Comes Tosfos in the beginning of the third paragraph of Sukkah and says, we got it all wrong. Comes Tosfos and says, is there a concept of mitzvah b'aveira? Of course there's a concept of mitzvah b'aveira. Everybody subscribes to the concept of mitzvah babi aveira. So what are the Amoraim arguing about, says Tosfos? The machlokes is as follows. The mitzvah of lulav has two parts to it. There's a mitzvah d'araisa of lulav, that's only on the first day, and then there's lulav after the first day. After the first day, the Mishnah says later on in Sukkah, that if you live in the mikdash, if you're in the base of mikdash, so then there's a mitzvah of netilas lulav kol shiva, because the Torah says, usmachtem lefnei Hashem lekechem shivas yamim. That refers to a yedei netilas lulav. So b'mikdash, not only is there a mitzvah d'arayis of lulav on the first day, there's a mitzvah the whole week. If you live chutz the mikdash and there's no mitzvah in the Torah after the first day, and there wasn't even a mitzvah d'rabbanon of Netilas Lulav after the first day, until the days of who instituted the mitzvah derabban of Netilas Lulav that we fulfill today? Rabbi Yechim ben Zakeh. It was one of the takonas of Rabbi Yechim ben Zakeh, which recorded in the Mishnah of Masechta Sukkah, the Mishnah of Masechta Shana, that Rabbi Yechim ben Zakeh was misaki in the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav kol Shiva Zeichel Mikdash. So comes Tais and says, now we understand the machlokes Shmuel and Rabbi Yechim. Everybody agrees that when you're dealing with the mitzvah d'araisa, of course there's a problem with mitzvah b'avir aveira. You can't fulfill a mitzvah d'araisa doing an aveira. You can't bring a carbon which is stolen. You can't shake a lube with stolen. There's no question that mitzvah b'avir aveira applies to mitzvah d'araisa. So what are the Amoraim fighting about whether mitzvah b'avir aveira applies to mitzvah lube and chalamayin? Says Tosfos, they're arguing about the fact, since this is only a mitzvah d'rabbanan, the whole lulav after the first day is not minatar anyway. It's only mitzvah d'rabbanan zeichel mikdash. So Shmuel held, since it's not a mitzvah d'rabbanan anyway, a mitzvah d'rabbanan, yeah, shmeh, mitzvah b'mivera, it's not such a problem. And Rabbi Yechon says, no, called the tikkun rabbanan came d'araisa tikkun, that the Chachamim instituted mitzvah d'rabbanan to be on par with mitzvah d'araisa. So just as by mitzvah d'araisa there's a problem with mitzvah b'mivera, so to mitzvah d'rabbanan there's a problem with mitzvah b'mivera. But according to Tosfos, nobody questions the institution of mitzvah b'mivera. Nobody questions the existence of the halacha of mitzvah b'avir aveira. Everybody agrees there's a concept of mitzvah b'avir aveira. The whole machlokes is a technical machlokes. Should we institute mitzvah b'avir aveira by d'rabbanan or not? That's the shaila. But the ikaron, the concept of mitzvah b'avir aveira exists the holidays. Whereas according to the Baal Amor, the very essence of the din of mitzvah b'avir aveira is subject to a machlokes amarayim between Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon. We accept the halacha, there is a concept of mitzvah b'avir aveira. Either like Tosfos, that everybody accepts it, or like the Baal Amor, that at least Rabbi Yechon accepts it. But Maisa, we basically accept the concept of mitzvah b'avir aveira. Assuming such a concept exists, now we have to be down, we have to understand the parameters of this principle of mitzvah b'avir aveira. So much of the discussion of mitzvah b'avir aveira revolves around one basic question that all the Rishonim are bothered with. And it's a question that the Rishonim are bothered with in Masecha Sukkah and Daf Tes Amud Aleph. I'll tell you the background of the kasha. Comes the Mishnah in Masecha Sukkah and Daf Tes Amud Aleph and quotes Machloikus between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. When you build the Sukkah, do you have to build the Sukkah L'Shei Mitzvah Sukkah, or do you not have to build the Sukkah L'Shei Mitzvah Sukkah? So we know that there are certain mitzvahs. When you prepare the Chet Shal Mitzvah, it has to be done the Shema. Say, the Moshe prepare Tefillin. You have to write the parashas, the Shema, you have to make the batel, the Shema, you have to blacken it even, maybe in the Shema. Or when you make a pair of tzitzis, so you have to spin the wool, the Shema, machikas rishana, maybe you have to put the strings at the holes, the Shema. So there are dinner of the Shema. Or let's say when you bake matzahs, machikas rashi and ram, rashi el, you have to bake the matzahs, the Shema. So many, many mitzvahs have a requirement of the Shema. What about the sukkah? Do you have to build the sukkah l'shma now? So Beis Shammai says yes. How does Beis Shammai know you have to build the sukkah l'shma? So passing in Chumash Chag, the sukkah is tasa l'cha shivis yomim. Beis Shammai saw on the word l'cha, l'cha l'shem chayivcha. You have to build the sukkah dafka l'shem it's a sukkah. And Beis Hillel disagree. Beis Hillel say no, there's no such halacha. As long as the sukkah was made for the purpose of providing shade, even though it wasn't made for the purposes of the mitzvah sukkah, you have what the Gemara calls sukkah's ganda for rakvash. There's a Gemara in sukkah, chesed days. If you have a goy built a sukkah, if you have a person built a sukkah for their animals, a person built a sukkah for just to protect themselves out in the middle of the summer or something, now they want to use that as a sukkah. So according to Beis Shammai, those sukkahs are possible in the Torah, because they weren't made with Shema. According to Beis Hillel, those sukkahs are okay. Sukkahs ganvech v'rakvash are kosher, even though they weren't made with Shema, there is no halacha of requiring the Shema. The Rishalmi says that even though there's no requirement of the Shema, according to Beis Hillel, lechatchila is supposed to be, you're supposed to make the Shema. Lechatchila, if you made a sukkah shalom l'shma, let's say a shepherd built a sukkah for to keep himself shade during the summer, and then he realizes he wants that to double as a sukkah for the Yom Tov Sukkis, so the Rishalmi says lechatchila should take a little bit of the schach off and put it back on again, l'shei mitzvah. But that's only a lechatchila, according to most Rishalmi, doesn't pass on the d'yavid. So we pass it like Beis Hillel, there's no din of the Shema. So comes the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Tes and asks, according to Beis Hillel, who holds his no din of the Shema in Sukkah, so what does the term mean? Chag HaSukkah is Tasa L'cha. What does the word L'cha come to teach us? If it's not teaching us the Shem L'cha, so comes the Gemara and says, that word L'cha is L'mayt Sukkah Gezula. That if you steal a Sukkah, if you steal a guy's Chach, whatever, if you steal a Sukkah and you sit in it, so you're not Yaitzin in Mitzvah Sukkah. Chag HaSukkah is Tasa L'cha, L'cha is L'mayt Sukkah Gezula. Ad kan devi a Gemara in Sukkah Daf Tes. The rabbi said, what's the kasha? All of Rishonim are bottom of the kasha. What's the kasha? What do you need a pasuk to tell me? So gezul is pasul, tape play mitzvah babi aveira. We already have a misayra that mitzvah babi aveira is a problem. My karbonis and my lulav, so stomach by extension to sukkah also. So why do you need a special pasuk to tell me that mitzvah that gezul is no good? Tape play mitzvah babi aveira. That's the kasha that every rishon in the book is bothered with. Well, so that's assuming that you stole the sukkah in a way that you're not kind of. You're not going to have your kind of, the din is going to be different. We'll talk about it a little bit later. Okay? So this is the kasha that all the rishonim are bothered with. Now, there's one rishon we already mentioned who could already get out of, weasel out of this kasha. Who's that? Well, Mark could say, yeah, well, Nachanami, we paskin that mitzvah of aveira exists, so we don't need a pasuk. Maybe not Gemara Shalom Kalacha, that's following Shmuel. Maybe. The Baal Mark could potentially answer that way. Comes Tosfos and Sukkah Daf Tes and throws a bombshell. Comes Tosfos and says, I'll tell you what the answer to the kasha is. It's up Tosfos. The concept of mitzvah of aveira is not a concept in the Torah. It's purely made up by the Chacham. It's only a psul mit the Rabbana. How do I know that it's a psul mit the Rabbana? There's no pasuk chumash for it. It's a pasuk malachi. Malachi is not a pasuk chumash. We read into the Gemara. We thought it's a din d'araisa. Malachi Moshe Mesinai. We asked the Chayakra. Allah Chagadya. Says Tosfos, we read, we wrong. We made it up that the whole thing of mitzvah of aveira is only a psul mit the Rabbana. Abazoi, if so, says Tosfos, now we understand why the Gemara required a pasuk to disqualify a sukkah gezula, to teach me that a sukkah gezula is possible even on the level of the araisa, because it is gzeres hakasam of lecha, let me take gezula. Yeah, it's referring, it's teaching, whatever it is. It's not in the araisa. It's not the araisa. That's what Tosfos says beferish. The concept of mitzvah aveira, even if it exists, only exists on the level of the Rabbana. Ad kan divrei Tosfos. So, notwithstanding this Tosfos, there are many, many Rishonim who do not go the root of this Tosfos, including Tosfos themselves in different places in Shas. There's a Tosfos later on in Sukkah Daf Lamed that clearly holds mitzvah aveira is the araisa. There are other Rishonim who clearly understood the Gemara that mitzvah aveira is the araisa. According to those Rishonim, how do you solve this dilemma? How do you solve this kasha of Tosfos? Why do you need a pasuk to tell me certain gezulos psulim and typically that mitzvah aveira? So come a group of Rishonim is presented by a Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz in Maseches Pesachim, such a thing exists. The Ritva Maseches Sukkah quotes Yesha Emim will say such an idea. Have the following idea. That the mitzvah of, there are two mitzvahs that we find Chazal referring to mitzvah Babi Aveira. One is the mitzvah of Hakrovas HaKorbanos, the original apostle, Raveis Masagos, apostle Malachi, and the Gemara applies the concept, the Gemara compares the concept of Korbanos to the concept of Luv and Esrog as well. And the idea of mitzvah Aveira kicks in by Dalamina. Zok Tais Rebbeinu Peretz, that maybe there's something unique about these mitzvahs that enable us to suggest that maybe mitzvah of aveira doesn't apply to other kinds of mitzvahs, only to these mitzvahs. What's the common denominator between the mitzvah of Karbonos and the mitzvah of Luv and Esrog? Says Rebbeinu Peretz, these are mitzvahs that are called the ruts of the mitzvahs. These are mitzvahs that you come to Kodesh Baruch Hu and you try in a sense to appease a Kodesh Baruch Hu, miratz a Kodesh Baruch Hu. How do you do that? So you bring a korban, the ratzon. Korban, every korban is always brought the ratzon. You wave part of the korban, the ratzon lamb of Hashem. When you shake a lulav, so the Gemara says, how do you shake a lulav? The same way you do tenufa on a korban. That the mitzvah of dal aminim is like a form of a korban. It's not a real korban. It's not all the lungs of a korban, but it's that same idea of being meratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, says Rebbeinu Peretz, that's why the concept of mitzvah of aveira makes sense. You're trying to appease HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imagine the chutzpah gedol, you come to the Rebbeinu Shalom, I'll bring you a gift, Rebbeinu Shalom, I'll bring you a carbon, I'll bring you a lulav, I'm coming to shake something in your direction, I'm coming to present you with something, and you present stolen goods to the Rebbeinu Shalom. A chutzpah, the Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't need your stolen carbon, doesn't need your stolen gift for. So when you're trying to give a gift to appease HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then there's a din of mitzvah of aveira. If I'm doing a mitzvah by myself, nothing to do with it. I don't mean like this way, nothing to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing to do with bringing a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a chiyah for me to sit in the sukkah. I have a mitzvah in the sukkah. My sukkah is not a carbon to Rebbeinu Shalom, I'm not bringing a matanah to Rebbeinu Shalom, I'm doing a mitzvah. So Zavta Rebbeinu Peretz, the concept of mitzvah by aveira doesn't make any sense, and therefore we cannot disqualify a sukkah gezula based on mitzvah by aveira. The only way we can disqualify a sukkah gezula is a gezer sukkah of lecha, lemai sukkah gezula. But mitzvah by aveira wouldn't apply. So whereas Tosfos in Sukkah Daf Tes took the concept of the mitzvah of Avera and knocked it down a notch, that it's only midrabbanan, and that's why you need a pasuk by Sukkah. But then the parent says, no, it's deraisa, but it applies. It applies by lulu, it applies by korban. But when it doesn't apply, that it doesn't apply. So I call upon him. We have an answer at least within Rishayim. We have Tosfos as mahalach. We have a parent as mahalach. I don't know. You have to find. You have to see when. Well, we only have two cases where the Gemara actually used it. It's about, we only know it by Korban by Lulav. So that's all there is. That's all there is written about. We don't know any others. Okay. Is there any other mahalchim, any other approaches to get around this idea? Why do you need a pasuk to tell me that Zul is no good? Take away mitzvah of Yaveru. So the Bir Hagra in Uchas Lulav claims, based on Archas Chaim, one of the Rishonim, Asher Milonil, not the regular Rosh, but another Rabbeinu Rosh, other Rabbeinu Asher. The Archas Chaim says that the principle of Mitzvah of Yaveira only applies to the Gavra who did the Yaveira himself. I stole this property, I can't use this as a carbon. I stole the animal, I can't use it as a carbon. I stole the Lulav, I can't use it as a Lulav. Or similarly, says the Archas Chaim, if I stole this chach myself, it would not be a problem. I wouldn't be able to use the sukkah because of the reason of mitzvah of Yaveira. I wouldn't need a pasuk to tell me such a sukkah gzulus psula. So why did he exert a kosef to teach me that a sukkah gzulus psula? Zok the Gra, quoted the Archas Chaim, you need a pasuk to teach me that if I steal a sukkah, then I give it to somebody else. So for the other guy, klapping the other guy is not an Aveira. So it's not a mitzvah of Yaveira. If Reuven does an Aveira, so that doesn't affect Shimon. So since Reuven did the Aveira, he's not allowed to use the Sukkah. But Shimon would be permitted to use the Sukkah. So that wouldn't be a problem. It's about Aveira. Kamash Balan, that it's still possible because of Sukkah Gezula. So this is already a tremendous Chiddush that Yochas Chaim is telling me. The mitzvah of the Aveira will depend on each person. That for me it will be possible, but for you it won't be possible.
How does that work back in the Gezula?
No, this is assuming there was no kidney of Shin Rishus. We didn't touch on Shin Rishus yet. Shin Rishus is not a kidney of itself, it's Yush and Shin Rishus maybe. So again, so this Chiddush of the Gra, quote, the Archas Chaim doesn't use this Shtickle Torah to answer the Kash of Taiz and Naftes. The Gra uses that Archas Chaim's Yisayid, the Mitzvah of Avera only applies to the Avera Avera to answer Taiz's Kash. So what's going on between the Archas Chaim and the other Rishonim? How come it was only the Archas Chaim and the Gra that discovered this Teretz? How come Taiz's and Rabbeinu Peretz didn't accept this Teretz? So the Chara, what's going on here, there seems to be a major machlokes of Rishonim as to what the nature of the mitzvah, what the nature of the psula mitzvah of Aveira is all about. That one could present the following chakira, what exactly is the post of the mitzvah of Aveira? Is mitzvah of Aveira chisorin in the cheftza? It means just as there's a halacha that a sukkah has to be 10 tefachim tall. A sukkah can't be more than 20 amas tall. A sukkah has to be made out of schach kosher. You have a metal, a schach, that's chisun in the cheftz of the sukkah. Or you have a dinamin lulav, that a lulav has to be a certain size, and a lulav has to be a hodim, and an estrik as a whole, it's no good. There are dinim that relate to the cheftza. And then there are other dinim in each mitzvah that relate to the gavra, that I have to sit in the sukkah a certain way. Like, who learned sukkah with me before? Who's with the sukkah, right? So we learned about there are some dinim in the sukkah that depend on the cheftza, there are other dinim that depend on the gavra. I have to be a person who is not a mitzvah from the sukkah. If I'm mitzvah, so then I'm potter from the sukkah. So you have certain halachas that revolve around the gavra, certain halachas that revolve around the cheftza. So what's the pshat of mitzvah babi aveira? Is mitzvah babi aveira psuling the cheftza? Mitzvah babi aveira tells me that a cheftza that an aveira done to it is mufka for being a kosher cheftza shal mitzvah. Or is mitzvah babi aveira mean you as a person, you as a gavra just did this aveira 20 minutes ago, you can't use the same object that you just did an aveira with to go use as a mitzvah. But it's not a hafkoh for the etzim a cheftza. So that seems to be the issue that the Archas Chaim and the other Rishonim are debating. Archas Chaim is this tremendous chiddush that mitzvah aveira only applies to the guy himself who did the aveira. It doesn't transmit anything negative to the chetza. The chetza doesn't become transformed to be a chetza shel psul. Mitzvah aveira looked in the gavra and the person, he's not allowed to be out any mitzvah with it. But there's nothing wrong with the object itself. Mashenke and all the other Rishonim who didn't go the route of the Archas Chaim and the Gra, who had a either say like Taisus mitzvah aveira, the Rabban or like the Rabbeinu Peretz, the mitzvah aveira doesn't apply to mitzvahs which are not meratzam. All those Rishonim refused to give the answer of the Archas Chaim and the Gra, Because they held that mitzvah of aveira transforms the chavtza. Once an aveira was done to this chavtza, this becomes a posel suf. This becomes a posel loop. It was a posel animal for a carbon. And even if I personally didn't do anything wrong, it doesn't matter. There was a psul that was chal on it. Once there's a psul that's chal on the chavtza, that psul is going to carry over even to someone who didn't do the aveira. Fine. So we have in the Rishon, and we have the three basic mahakam in the Rishon to this dilemma. What did it apostle for the apostle of Subi Gazula? So either because of Mitzvah Aver is only to Rabbanan, like Tosfos, or like Rabbeinu Peretz, Mitzvah Aver only applies to Mitzvah of Ratzon, or like the Gerandi Achas Chaim, that only applies to the Baal Aver, not to somebody else. But out of all the Terutzim to this Kasha, these are the least popular Terutzim. There's one Kasha that has taken on a life in and of itself, the most popular Terutzim in this Kasha. It was given by the Michas Chinuch, famous Michas Chinuch in the midst of Sukkah. Anybody know the answer? Famous Michas Chinuch? One of the most famous Michas Chinuch. Comes Michas Chinuch, says, I'll give you an answer. But in order to understand the answer, you need a little bit of Hakadolah. Says the Michas Chinuch, there are many mitzvahs in the Torah that are what we call mitzvah chiyuvis. Mitzvah chiyuvis means you must eat matzah on Leil Pesach. Mitzvah, you must put on tefillin, you must shake lulav, you must blow shofar, you must do this particular mitzvah. If you don't do the mitzvah, you consider to be mevatel as a mitzvah. That's how most mitzvahs are. Then you have other mitzvahs which are what we call mitzvah kiyumis. Mitzvah kiyumis means that if you do the mitzvah, that's a wonderful thing. You get tremendous char for doing that mitzvah. But if you didn't do the mitzvah, so nishkefela, so you didn't lose anything. You're not considered to be mevatel as a mitzvah. So there are two mitzvahs out there which are very, very funny mitzvahs, which are a little bit of a mix somewhere in between a mitzvah chiyuvus and a mitzvah kiyumus. Let's say a classic mitzvah chiyuvus who says achilas matzah. Classic mitzvah kiyumus is achilas matzah after the first night. The Gra says that after the first night you're supposed to eat as much matzah as you can to fulfill the mitzvah shivas yom matzah techeilu. What does the Gemara mean when it says in Pesach on the Chof that there's no mitzvah to eat matzah after the first night? That means, says the Gra, there's no mitzvah chiyuvus to eat matzah. But a mitzvah kiyumus there is. The more matzah eat, the greater the mitzvah there is, but you're not mechuyuv. You don't need it, you're not mevatel the mitzvah. So there's clearly a concept in halacha, a difference between a mitzvah chiyuvus and a mitzvah kiyumus. I was once giving a shiur somewhere, and I started to develop this idea about mitzvah chiyuvus and kiyumus. So a guy raises in and said that I made up that principle. He said, there's no such thing. I said, there's no such thing. I said, everyone knows there's such a thing. There are many mitzvahs that are either mitzvahs, kiyumus, or kiyumus. The Rebbe Shlomo made up such a thing. I didn't make it up. I don't know. He was very upset. I once had a.
In the first night
of Pesach, after you have every fight. So that's the Rambam, that's the Nitzib Rambam. The Nitzib claims with Dasa Rambam that there's a mitzvah kiyumus on the first night also. But leaving out the Gros, Shukul Torah, about the mitzvah the rest of the week, the Nitzib claims that you have to eat the first kazayas, any drop more that you eat is considered to be a mitzvah kiyumus. As you strike as much matzah as you can, the Nitzib says. There was once a fellow came to visit me in Pesach, and. He wasn't the Misnagi, really, like that. So he walked into the house, and then related a little bit. So he walked into the house, and he saw the machine matzahs on the table. So he walked over to me, he declared that they were chametz. He said, machine matzahs, they don't like machine matzahs. He said, okay, they're not chametz. So he said to me, and even if they're not chametz, how can you eat them in Pesach? So you'd be mevat to the mitzvah's essay of eating matzah in Pesach. So first of all, I said to him, I said, who said you can't be yet to the mitzvah of machine matzahs? That's number one. Maybe you could be asked even by the Seder Mishim Matzah. That's number one. Number two, I said, there's no mitzvah to eat matzah after the first night. I said, it's only Rishos. It's at most a Kiyuma mitzvah. So he said to me, no, it's not true. He said, Shtei Svarim, that there's a greater mitzvah to eat matzah on the rest of Pesach than there is by the Seder. So I said to him, I don't know which Svarim you read, but Shtei the Svarim that I read, Gemara Pesach of Nafkum Chav, says the Pharisee, that's not the case. So the first Adam now Pesach is a chiyuvus, and the second subsequent nights are either chiyuvus, is like the gross chiddush, or nothing at all. Then he said to me, at which point I realized I was in a different page. He said to me, "In the greatest mitzvah of all, the matzah Pesach sheni." So I said to him, "Okay, now I know we're talking about a different religion over here." I said, "There's no such mitzvah Pesach sheni. Pesach sheni is only bezman shemitzvah mikdash shekayim." So the guy was bringing the Pesach. Guy wants to eat matzah Pesach Sheni today. It's a minig. Some have a minig, some don't have a minig, but it's not a din, not a din deraisa, not a din derabanan, not a chiyuv, not a kiyuv, nothing. So no. Anyway, so getting back to the story. So there is a concept of mitzvah chiyuvus and a concept of mitzvah kiyuvus. But there are two mitzvahs out there that are a little bit tricky because they have elements of both. And that's the mitzvah tzitzis and the mitzvah sukkah. So the mitzvah tzitzis, nobody tells you to wear tzitzis. You don't have to wear tzitzis. I mean, your first grade rabbi maybe tells you you have to wear tzitzis. But no one tells you you have to wear tzitzis. You don't want to wear tzitzis, you're not in the vatel of mitzvah. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. You put on a bag and then you wear tzitzis, like a vatel, you're getting schar for the mitzvah. Let's say a guy puts on a beged of dal kanfes and he doesn't have kosher tzitzis on. So nobody told him to put on the beged, but once he puts the beged on, then he becomes tacham chuyav in the mitzvah tzitzis. And if he doesn't put on tzitzis at that point, that's not just a mitzvah chuyavis that he's losing, that's a mitzvah chuyavis that he's losing. So in terms of the hierarchy of things, the best thing to do is to wear a four-cornered beged with tzitzis, and you get a mitzvah. The next best thing is not to wear a four-cornered beged b'chlal. The worst thing you can do is wear a four-cornered beged without tzitzis. That's a disaster. So that same hierarchy in halacha exists in the realm of sukkah as well. Nobody told you after the first night of sukkah, nobody told you to eat in the sukkah. But if you choose to eat food that has to be eaten in the sukkah, things which are examples of deer, as we spoke about in the sukkah shiurim. So if you decide to have a nash, you want to have some one cookie or something, you want to have an apple, you want to have some other piece of fruit. So that's not called a ma'aseh of deer. So then you're not mechuyav, but sukkah is teshuv, is yom, teshuv came to do it, that's not called a deer. But if you choose to do something like eating an achilas kev, you eat, sit down and have a whole sandwich, you sit down and you have a bowl of cereal, you have something which is bezayinus or amotzi, which is an achilas kev, a certain amount, and then it must be done in the sukkah. But if you choose to do that out of the sukkah, you're mevat plus a mitzvah.
After the first time.
The first time is mamashim mitzvah chiyuv, a second mitzvah chiyuv. So sukkah is similar to Pesach in the sense that there's no chiyuv after the first night, but it's different than Pesach. In Pesach, there's no chiyuv at all after the first night. In sukkah, there is a chiyuv. If you choose to eat in the sukkah, then it must. If you choose to eat, then it must be done in the sukkah. What?
It's after the first night.
After the first night, you're supposed to try to do it, but if you don't do it, you don't lose anything unless you ate food which was chayv in sukkah. If you ate it out of sukkah, that's a problem.
But you have to sleep. But you also have to make.
You don't. Sleep. You don't have to sleep. The whole week you're not sleeping. If you want to. I may say, but those couple of minutes that you sleep, you'll be outside. You can go a whole week without.
Also,
that's a technical question. After you do the Shabbos, you have a button. Those are technical questions. But the Gemara says that you can get off the whole week without eating in the Sukkah after the first time. So again, so Sukkah and Tzitzis are funny mitzvahs that they have that dimension of chiyuvus to them. If you set yourself up for the chiyuv, then you're chiyuv. But they're also considered to be primarily mitzvahs chiyuvus. So it comes back to Schlinif and says as follows. Imagine the following scenario. A guy steals a sukkah. A guy steals chach. And eats in the stolen sukkah. Imagine there was no pasuk of lochem lamayit sukkah gezula. So what would you have said that loch is? So describe to me, what do you think the din would have been? A guy stole a schach and now he sits down in such a stolen sukkah. What would you have said about such a guy? So he's not going to be yet to the mitzvah. Why is he not yet to the mitzvah? Because the mitzvah will be aver, right? Is that like eating in the house? Is it like eating in the street without a sukkah? So says Mechasrich, it's not like eating without a sukkah. What do you mean he's not eating in a sukkah? He's eating in a sukkah. It's a chavtz of a sukkah. It's a kosher chavtz of a sukkah. Mechasrich seems to be assuming that mitzvah of aver is not a psul in the chavtz. Like the chayim a little bit. It's a chisor in the gavra. It's a fkor in the gavra. You as a gavra can't be yoy to the mitzvah of aver, but lamais is a sukkah kosher. So you can't scream at the guy and say, Gavalt, Russia, you're sitting in the house on the third day of Chalamayr eating. It's not true. The guy's eating in a sukkah. He's eating in a sukkah without being able to fulfill the mitzvah sukkah. So Zokta Mechas Chinuch, the guy who sits in the sukkah without being able to fulfill the mitzvah sukkah is not Mekayim the mitzvah sukkah. He's not getting tzchad for him. The other thing is not Mevatel the mitzvah sukkah either. It's Kilo he's eating potato chips all week. So comes Mechas Chinuch and says, if the halacha would have been mitzvah babi aveira, would have been the disqualification of a sukkah gezula, then we would have formulated the halacha, would have left it as such. That's either you're eating food which is not chayav in sukkah. Kump, the special din deraisa of the din prati of lecha lamiute gezula. What does that gzera of lecha lamiute gezula teach me? Rabbi said it teaches me that a sukkah gezula is mishkin sukkah. Now, just as let's say a person puts a metal for schach. A person has puts a sukkah under a tree. A person has a sukkah more than 20 amos tall. A person has a sukkah less than 10 tefachim tall. So that's not called a sukkah. So you wouldn't say about such a guy, he's sitting in a sukkah under a tree. All right, not so bad. It's like eating potato chips. No, it's like eating bread out of the sukkah. Whenever there's a chisor in the chavts of the sukkah, so it's oy sukkah. It's not a sukkah. So you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of sukkah. Not only you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of sukkah, it's worse than not fulfilling the mitzvah of sukkah. You'd be mevat all the mitzvah of sukkah. It says the Mechitzchinich, that's the Chiddush of Lecha. The Chiddush of Lecha is to teach me that a Sukkah Gezula is considered to be a Cheftz of a Sukkah Psula. That a Sukkah Gezula is not just possible because of the technicality of the Gavra of Mitzvah Babi Aveira, but a Sukkah Gezula is Psula because that's not called a sukkah anymore. That's like a sukkah with metal on top. It's like a sukkah which is more than 20 amas tall. Now it's a sukkah psula. So the guy who eats in a sukkah gezula is not just not mekayim the mitzvah, but he's being mevatel the mitzvah as such, because he's sitting in a posel of sukkah, it's like eating in the house. That's quite a razzle-dazzle. So again, so we have four mahalchim to answer this basic kasha. Why do you need a pasuk to disqualify gezula? Typically, it's mitzvah b'aveira. So Tosha says mitzvah b'aveira is d'rabbanan. The Rebbeinu Peretz says mitzvah b'aveira only applies to mitzvahs of rotzon, like karbon and lulav. The Achaz Chaim and the Gra say mitzvah b'aveira is just a din in the gav, it doesn't apply to another person. And so gezula passes even for another person. The Chaschinuch says sukkah gezula is the chiddush that it's a sukkah psula. If not for that, it would have just been half kol mitzvah gav. Good, everyone got the Chaschinuch. But what do you think, guys? Let's go.
But if the people who say it's a chesar on the gavra, so does that mean you can go ask someone else to put like a roof on top of your sukkah, so that will block out the rain? So just because he made a puzzle, now you can sit in it.
So if it's something, everyone agrees there are dinim which are psulei sukkah. So you have psulei cheftzot, so if you have a roof block in the rain, according to some Rishonim, that's a psul in the sukkah. So if somebody builds my sukkah under a tree, so that's a psul sukkah. Right? So it's not going to help you something. It's only mitzvah ve'aveira, which is a psul mitzvah gavra, that maybe it'll help to somebody else. So good, so let's analyze this mechas chinuch. This mechas chinuch has become very, very famous, taking a life in and of itself. Let's analyze it for a minute. What the mechas chinuch just told us is that if we would have just had a pasuk, sorry, we would have just had the reason that mitzvah b'aveira, we would have said the guy is not a mekayim as a mitzvah, he's not mevatel mitzvah either. What's the chassidim assuming about the nature of mitzvah b'aveira, am I saying? It's a din of the gavra. So comes Reb Shimon, Shimon Shkop, and jumps in the chassidim and says, I understand. What's the mokor for mitzvah b'aveira, am I saying? Who remembers? The karbanos. What does the Torah say? The avei semus ha-gol's ves ha-piseach. Just as you're not allowed to bring a carbon which is a Baal Mum, so too you're not allowed to bring a carbon which is a Gozul. From here you see mitzvah b'aveira. Rabbi say, the psul of a carbon it's a Baal Mum. What kind of psul is that?
That's
all the chafta. So says the shit. It says, what are you talking about? It's a razzle dazzle, shouldn't have pre brisket tire from the chinuch. It's a din in the kav, din in the chafta. It's a psul chafta. Mitzvah b'aveira, a psul chafta. If it's a psul chafta, forget about it. Nothing to talk about. So even without exercise kosher, it would have been tantamount to eating in the house. So says Reb Shimon, I don't know, the homer chaschinuch doesn't make any sense. That's the first gasha that Rami Yossi gets to mitzvah. The idach gisa mamish, 180 degree difference, comes Reb Shach and Avi Ezri, and he asks a different gasha. Says Reb Shach, a maskim to the beginning of the mitzvah. Says Reb Shach, a maskim that if not for the exercise kosher of lemaid gezula, I would have said that mitzvah b'aveira is only a psul and a gavra, and it's not really a posel or sukkah. Kamash malon sukkah gzula, then it's a posel or sukkah. That was the mahalach of the mechas chinuch. So Rav Shimon disagreed with the first thing. Rav Shimon said, "What do you mean? I would have thought it's not a posel sukkah? I know it's a posel sukkah. Mitzvah b'aveira is a psul gavra, is a psul chafta. That's Rav Shimon's time. Comes Rav Shach and Tain is the exact opposite. Says no, the gzeris a kosel b'may sukkah gzula. Who told you that that's a psul chafta? Maybe that's also only a psul gavra. If a guy eats in a sukkah gezula, says Rav Shach, who says that's like eating in the house? Maybe that's just a psul b'tava gavra. So according to Mechas Chinuch, mitzvah b'aveira is a psul gavra. The gzeres hakosov of sukkah gezula is a psul chafza. That's the chiddush of the gzeres hakosov, that it's more than just a psul gavra, it's a psul b'yatz b'chafza. So Rav Shimon attacked the Mechas Chinuch on the first half and says, no, mitzvah b'aveira itself is a psul chafza. Rav Shach attacks the Mechas Chinuch on the other end and he says that the din of gezula is only a psul gavra, it's not a psul chafza. A sukkah gezula is not a psul chafza.
Well, he doesn't hold the sar.
What? What's Abiyazir coming? Yeah. And then he brings a raya. He says, I'll tell you, he says, a raya of Hura. Zakhdi Abiyazir, I'm going to prove to you that I'm right. There's a din called Ta'ase Beloy Min Ha'asoy. Right? Ta'ase Beloy Min Ha'asoy. What's Ta'ase Beloy Min Ha'asoy? It means the Sugi Masech HaSukkah, that there are two mitzvahs at least, and maybe others also, but two mitzvahs the Gemara speaks about, at least in that Sugi, in Sukkah, in Aleph, that you need a ma'isa asiya. You have to create the chavta shal mitzvah. If the chavta shal mitzvah is created by itself, that's not considered to be a kosher chavta. For example, sukkah. The halacha is you have to take the schach and physically put the schach on top of the walls of the sukkah. Let's say you have a big pile of wheat and a big pile, let's say, of straw, right? A big pile of straw. So straw is kosher for schach. wheat is possible, but we have a big pile of straw, it's kosher mischach. Got a tremendous pile. The guy decides to go over to the pile of wheat, of straw, and to dig out a small hole, and he moves in that little hole. So now it turns out that he's got schach on top of his head. So the Mishnah says that's no good. Why is it no good? Tasev lomanasi. He didn't make the schach. He didn't put the schach there. Not by itself. In this case, that's not a kosher. That's not a kosher sukkah. So you have to make the sukkah. If you did an action, let's say I put the schach on. But when I put on the schach, it wasn't kosher for some reason. And now the kashrus comes by itself. Let's say, for example, the Gemara says in sukkah, let's say a guy takes schach and he puts it on top of a walls. Why is he putting it there? Not for the mitzvah of sukkah, not for the purpose of tzeil. We pass that the sukkah has to be the shem tzeil. It doesn't have to be the shem mitzvah like the shamai, but it has to be the shem tzeil. A guy puts on the schach, not the shem tzeil. Down for some other technical reason, he puts it on. For whatever reason, he puts it there, not to shade it, not to protect anything. And let's say, for example, the Gemara says that a guy has a bundle of straw, and he needs a place to straw the bundle of straw. So what does he do? So he throws the bundle of straw on top of this, on top of these walls, and he made himself a beautiful sukkah, but his bichlal wasn't intending to make Moshem tzeil. Then 2 weeks later, kum the yontif sukkah, he said, oh, what a beautiful sukkah I got there. Well, now I have in mind that should be the sukkah. So the Gemara says, that's no good min ha-Torah. That's called tasav lo min ha-Osui. Tasav min ha-Osui means that two halachas. You have to physically do an action, in terms of literally physically putting it there. And number two, you have to put it there, but Torah's kosher is chach. If it happened by itself, so that's not considered to be that's not considered to be kosher, that's tasav lo min ha-Osui. So what would you say about the following halacha? Let's say I steal schach from somebody and I put the schach up. So right now I'm not yaitzer the mitzvah, right? So gezula, right? It's not lachem, lucha, whatever. It's just not lucha. I'm not yaitzer. Comes there of sukkah, I realize I got myself a possible sukkah. So what do? I go ahead and I go to the guy who I stole the schach from. I say, listen, I'm sorry I stole the schach. We'd like to pay you for the schach. Here's $100 for the schach. And the guy says, okay, fine. What's the difference? That's some kosher, right? So is that a problem of tassel and also? So comes of shach and says it would appear as him as a dof or poshut, but that's not a problem of tassel and also. You know why? He says because there was nothing wrong with the schach. If you have poshut schach, you have schach that was put up not l'shem sel, that's of kof, the etzem as schach, it's a poshut chavtza. So you didn't do an asiya on the kosher schach, that's called tassel and also. In the case of the stolen schach, there's nothing wrong with the stolen schach. The stolen schach was perfectly kosher. It's a quirk. You personally can't use it, but let's say the original owner could use it. So since there's nothing wrong with the schach itself, that's not called tassel of an osur. So shach says he thinks it's a davar poshut like that, and therefore you see, based on that halacha that he thinks he's naked is a davar poshut, you see clearly the mechas chinuch is wrong. The mechas chinuch's whole shtibul Torah was that the chinuch Torah of sukkah gezula is to teach me that it's called a posel chafza. Says so shach, nah. If the mechas chinuch is right, then you would be led to this absurd conclusion that if you pay the guy afterwards, so the schach would still be possible. The tassel and also, so shach says can't be. It's impossible. So it's a big pella no shach. You know what the pella is? There's a fair halacha about this in Hilchos Tzitzis. The Mishneh Berurah talks about this very shy in Hilchos Tzitzis. There's a din of tassel and also by Tzitzis also. So let's say a guy goes ahead and he steals strings and he puts those stolen strings into a baguette. So right now it's no good because the also by Tzitzis lemay gozel. So now a week later the guy goes to the owner of the strings and he pays him for the strings. So what's the din? So says the Mishneh Berurah, maybe possible. Mishneh Berurah is not so sure. If Shach was sure, it's not going to be possible. So Mishnah was not so sure. So Lechora, that Machloik is a Gedali Acharenim. If Shach was a Sukkah, it's never Pashtun, that's okay. Mishnah Berurah and Hilchos Tzitzis was talking about it. So they're arguing about this very Nekudah of Mechas Chinuch. What's the nature of the din of Sukkah Gezulah? What's the nature of the din of Chutun Gezulah? Because it's Gezulah. Is it a Chisar of the Cheft? Is it a Chisar of the Gavra? So in the Chinuch, so Shtukul Torah had to assume two things. He had to assume that Mitzvah Babaver is a din in the Gavra. And Sukkah Gezulah is in the Nechef, so that's the Chiddush of Sukkah Gezulah. If either one of those two things are wrong, if Rav Shimon's right about Mitzvah Bav Yezera, or Rav Shach's right about Sukkah Gezulah, then the whole Shtekot Torah Mechas Chiddush falls by the way. No, who is this Mechleikus between? Besides the Mishneh Berurah and Rav Shach, who else talked about this? Lahavdil? Who saw the movie Yushpizim? Who saw Yushpizim? So what happened in the movie Yushpizim? So he steals the schach, right? He built himself a sukkah. And then later he asks the guy Rishus, the guy's Michael on it. So nobody's more in the movie that according to Heftechman, it's possible in a turn. I saw it in the movie, that's the only thing I thought about the whole movie. I thought it was crazy. I kept asking, stop it. No, the whole thing is a Michael. Alright, getting back to the story. The Gemara is a tremendous chiddush within Mitzvah Babi Aveiru. Gemara says that, let's say I steal something from you. And I go in and I do a shiur on it. I go in and I change it. So the Gemara seems to say there's no problem with Mitzvah Babi Aveiru anymore. So it's ois Mitzvah Babi Aveiru. Let's say if I steal a ruler that I make a shiur on, I steal the water, make a shiur on it. So then the whole Mitzvah Babi Aveiru falls by the way. So that's the simple reading of the Gemara. That's how Tosfos from Shah in the Gemara. The Baal HaMor had a different Shah in the Gemara, but the way that's what the way most of the Shah in the Gemara like that. So the question is, why is that? What kind of halacha is that? That once I steal something and then I do a shiur on it, so then it's ois Mitzvah Babi Aveiru. What's the lamdus? So there is a sugi of a kam in the seventh parak that tells us that shuni is kind. It's actually machlekes is a tanoi b'sham. So we pass that shuni is kind. Yeah? That when a person steals something, let's say I steal wood and I turn it into a table, I don't have to give you back the wood. I get to keep the wood. I have to pay the value of what the wood was worth at the time of the gazela. That's the first mission that I've got a little kama. Kolos has one b'sham because it's gazela because shuni is kind. So that object now belongs to them. Then there's machlekes amarayim in kama. What about Yush? Is Yush kind of for Ganav or Galathon or not? Let's say I steal something from you, and I didn't change it. I steal a table from you, but you give up hope of ever getting that table back. So that's in the Chalakas of the Gemara, where the Yush is kind of. What's the issue? Why should Yush be kind or not? So one day I said, just as by Hashemah Saveda, if you're Messiah, from a lost object, so if I pick it up, I get to keep it. So too, if I steal something from you, and you're Messiah, I get to keep the object. You have to pay it, Mishas Exela, but I get to keep the Chet itself. And the other day, the Gemara says, no, there's no Dimiyat. By Aveda, I picked it up Heter. By Aveda, I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't do an Avera. I'm shaking it. But that's called Bisur Asal Yadeh. And therefore, maybe Yush shouldn't be cut. So it's a Machlaikis in the Gemara, but the Yush is cut or Yush is not cut. Don't do Yush Shabbat. Even if the guy knows about it.
The way we pass can we say that.
We haven't devised Yush Shabbat, so it's no
good. So I'm saying, because the Gemara there says the Siva is because the Melissa came to say this, or.
So that you're behind the Taisus Kasha. Taisus, yes, how could the Gemara in Merubah even have a suffix whether Yush is kind of my God? If typically, even by Aveda Bechay Gav, it's not going to be kind. So that's a Taisus about that. Okay, good. So again, getting back to the story. So the Gemara is a shadow whether Yush is kind of Yush is not kind. So comes Rabbi Natam with an unbelievable Kiddush. Comes Rabbi Natam and says, even if you know that Yush is kind of him, it's still going to be a problem with some Babi Aveda. The Gemara says that if Shimei is kind, there's no longer Mitzvah Babi Aveira. But if Yush is kind, then there is a problem with Mitzvah Babi Aveira. And the Re disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam. It's a long, long time since Gittin and Kama. The Re says no. That whatever the Ganav is kind of the object, there's always Mitzvah Babi Aveira. Mitzvah Babi Aveira doesn't apply anymore. So the Chora conceptually, the Re makes more sense. What's the Re saying? Mitzvah Babi Aveira means only Kozma that the Aveira is still in the Haggis. It means that I'm still called a Gazer on this. I still have to return it. That's called Mitzvah Babi Aveira. Once I'm coined in any shape or form, either based on Kinyan of Shinu or based on Kinyan of Yush, once I'm coined the object, there's no longer Mitzvah Babi Aveira. Rabbi Natam is empowered. Rabbi Natam says that if I'm coined of a Shinoi, so then that's the long Mitzvah Babi Aveira. But if I'm kind of a Yush, that's still called Mitzvah Babi Aveira. By the way, what's the difference between Shini Kain and Yush Kain? So we developed the Yisrael. Who's going to be in the Rosh Hashanah Shira? So we developed the Yisrael in the Sunday of the Rosh Hashanah, the following Yisrael, which we'll explain in a minute. This idea that Shini is kind of, I steal wood and I turn it into a table, I don't have to return the wood. What's Pshat? Is that a din just limited to a gazla? That's just a din of a gazela. So it's clear for the Gemara not that way. The Gemara says that if you hold Shimei is kind of an unbelievable corollary is true. There's an Isra in the Torah called Estan Zoynav. I give an animal to a zone, I'm not allowed to bring. She's not allowed to bring that animal as a carbon in the base of Mikdash. So the Gemara says, what's the din about if I give wheat to a zoynav and she turns it into flour? Can she bring that as a sonos to mincha in the base of Mikdash or not? So the Gemara says, if you hold Shimei is kind of, then she's allowed to. So there's a yisoid that's developed from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim develops the following yisoid. It's really the beginning of the yisoid already appears in Tosfos. The issue of shini kaina is nothing to do with Ruchus Gezeil. Shini kaina means that how does the Torah relate to a change in an object? It used to be wood and now it's a table. So you have two things in front of you, two boxes in front of you. One box is a piece of wood, another box is a table. So do we say that basically a table is a piece of wood? It's a piece of wood that was polished, that was sanded, that was shaped, but it's fundamentally the same piece of wood. It's the same cheft as the wood. Or do we say no, that once a physical change has happened to such an extent this wood turned into a table, it's an ice wood anymore. It's no longer wood, it's a new cheftza called the cheftza of the table. Manav Kamina. If it's the same cheftza, all the previous halachas that applied to cheftza A still apply, because this is basically still cheftza A. But if you hold that it's a new cheftza, it's now transformed to cheftza B, then all the previous mitzvahs and isurim that apply to cheftza A no longer apply to cheftza B. That's the issue of Shini Kainana. So if you hold Shini Kainana, this is not Eslan Zayin anymore. I gave wheat to the Zayin. This is a flour. This is not wheat. So the Isser of Eslan Zayin was Chal on the wheat. It's not Chal on the flour. If you hold Shini Ena Kainana, then wheat and flour is the same thing. This is wheat and this is wheat. So the Isser of Eslan continues. Right? This is the Yisrael we said in Rosh Hashanah, right? That Shini Kainana means it's a different Chafetz. If you hold that Shini is Kainana, so then I don't have to return the object. Why do I have to return an object that I stole? Why can't I just give the guy cash? I have a mitzvah of to return the stolen object. So if you hold that's the same chefza, so I'm still mechuyev in the mitzvah. So I have to return the wood, I have to return the table. If you hold that it's a different chefza, so then I didn't steal a table, I stole wood. So I don't have to fulfill the mitzvah Shabbos and gezeilah on a table, it's a different chefza. So the issue of Shini Kainah is not so much a gezeilah issue, it's a kol Torah kula issue. What's the relationship between two objects that have changed? Do we say it's the same object, or do we say it's fundamentally a different object? So now we can understand where Rabbeinu Tam is driving there. Rabbeinu Tam says that once you steal something and you make a shini on it, it's not the same object. So what do you mean mitzvah b'avir? What are you going to tell me a story? You can't be yaitzin a mitzvah with this because it's a stolen object. It's stolen goods. It's not stolen goods. It's a different goods. It's a different object. I stole something yesterday. It was a different object. It's a new chal Hashem. It's a new entity. So Rabbeinu Tam says, what is mafkiyah the din of mitzvah b'avir v'er is not the fact that I'm claiming the object. If I'm claiming with Yush, that doesn't matter. Yush is a kinyan, but it's not a change in the object. It's the same object. It's only the fact that Shini Kohen is more than just a kinyan. Shini Kohen is a transformation of the Cheftza to become a new Cheftza. A new Cheftza is not subject to the previous din of the last Cheftza. So when I stole object A, it's the din of mitzvah of a vera, I can't bring it as a karma, I can't bring it as a mulav, I can't bring it as a sukkah. But when it comes to the new object, object B, there's nothing to do with object A anymore. So that's the Yisod of Rabbeinu Tam. So I'll call upon him. This idea of mitzvah b'avir v'er, have a lot of shilas that revolve around mitzvah b'avir v'er. You have to figure out, is it the arayis, is it the rabbanim, does it apply to this mitzvah, to that mitzvah, the other mitzvah? Is it a din in the gav, is it a chavtza, is it a bitul mitzvah, not a bitul mitzvah? All these shilas that all revolve around to try to get a little bit of clearer understanding of mitzvah b'avir v'er. So this is a pretty major rishas topic, mitzvah b'avir v'er. It unites sugyas and sukkah and kama and sochem. Many, many sinners and shahs to try to figure out what exactly the guidelines, the parameters of this cloud of mitzvah. Okay, stop here.